This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, this is Mark Breitenstein. I'm reading from eatingwell.com for this last week of April. And since we live in Ohio, and somewhere down the line, the legislature will say, yes, go ahead, open up your cannabis stores and allow the citizens to partake. Until that time, you might be wondering, what can you do if you are interested in having cannabis foods? I have an article here entitled, Chef Solomon Johnson shared the most underrated way to cook with cannabis. And he uses a tool you probably have. So what is this? Curious about how to incorporate cannabis into your favorite dishes? Eating Well spoke with Chef Solomon Swoop Johnson, owner of Pan-African restaurant The Bus Down, which has locations in Oakland, California and Washington, D.C. The winner of the first season of Chopped 420, a Chopped spinoff featuring cannabis-related infused food, Johnson is celebrated for his creativity of infusing THC into his dishes and is recognized as one of the top cannabis chefs in the industry. Johnson talked with Eating Well to spill behind-the-scenes tidbits about what he ate while filming the show during the pandemic. Just like the rest of us, he turned to his comfort foods. We chatted about his favorite weed cuisine, plus how he's advocating for the black community in this exclusive interview. So Eating Well asked, what are the best ways to start cooking with cannabis? Johnson answered, the best recipes to start with are vegetable-based dishes like salads. No cooking or heat is required, just the cannabis-infused oils. There are so many ready-to-use products for cannabis consumers, including infused olive oil and chili oil. The dosage is clear and accurately depicted on the packaging, making the experience safe, fun, and easy. Eating Well asked, what are the most underrated ways to cook with cannabis? Johnson answered, using the flower raw is so undervalued. Just a microplane grater and a nice nug of flour can set off a pizza or pasta. I'm a purist. Cannabis is perfect the way it is. Some consumers favor a flavorless food product, so the less weed you taste, the better the food. Call me old school, but I want to taste my weed. Inuel then asked, do you have any tips for hosting an infused meal? How do you not get too high? Johnson answered, it's important to dose safely. Always remember, less is more. Keep your guest informed. Never feed anyone food they don't know is infused. Keep the water cups full. Infuse with CBD as well to help balance out the psychoactive effects of THC. Anyone then asked, what are your favorite cannabis food pairings? Johnson answered, my all-time favorite is fried chicken and medicated hot honey. I love infusing condiments, so as soon as hot honey hit the scene, I jumped in the lab, medicated a batch for personal use. Anyone asked, what are your hopes for the future of cannabis dining? Johnson answered, for cannabis dining to be celebrated for its benefits to body, mind, and soul. I hope that cannabis dining will evolve in a way that serves both its loyal, longtime fans and new, curious consumers by serving delicious, unforgettable food. Inuel asked, how are you breaking down cannabis stereotypes in the black community? Johnson answered, Cannabis has been used as a tool to persuade the public to associate African Americans with drug use and criminalization to facilitate mass incarceration and community disruption. My role as a black man, business owner, cannabis user, is to chip away at that deep-seated, structural racism. I'm a successful entrepreneur and cannabis user, serving people at cannabis-infused events like Canescape, an overnight dining experience in California, is the best way for me to change the narrative in a meaningful way. Too many African Americans, people, are imprisoned for nonviolent drug offenses and receive harsh sentences and convictions based on racist stereotypes. We need to establish federal and state impugnment of criminal records, as well as invest in and support our BBOC communities. Eating Well asks, if you don't feel like cooking, what pantry staples do you turn to make a quick and easy dinner? Johnson answered, I always have good olive oil, aged balsamic, pasta, and fresh herbs at home. Pasta is my all-time favorite comfort food, so it's always available in abundance in my kitchen. Eating Well asked, did you have a go-to snack when filming Chopped 420 that helped keep you energized? Johnson answered, when I was on set during Chopped, it was in the middle of the pandemic. Social distancing was being practiced. I had to stay in my hotel room if I wasn't on set and leaned on room service. I always went for chicken fingers and fries because I'm still a kid at heart with extra barbecue sauce. What are your go-to shoes for long days on your feet in the kitchen? Birkenstocks, open-toed, on my way to the kitchen. And then I transitioned to a clog. All right. That's the news from there. I'm going to come back over to an article that's entitled Gatorade Just Launched Caffeinated Energy Drink Mixed. Here's what a dietitian thinks. Gatorade is perhaps the most common drink you will see an athlete drink, including your young children playing for local sports teams. The brand's typical energy drink is packed with electrolytes, which can help keep you hydrated, especially during and after an intense workout. Recently, Gatorade has expanded into caffeinated beverage space with Fast Twitch bottled drinks. And now they're expanding even further with Fast Twitch caffeinated energy drink mix. Just dump one of these fruity powder sticks into 12 ounces of water. Then shake and stir for an easy, energizing sip on the go. The new Gatorade powdered product is now available on their website and will soon be found in stores. But what's exactly in these powdered sticks? And are they healthy, both for adults and for kids? Here's what to know, including insights from Eating Well's nutrition editor and dietitian, Jessica Bell, MS and RD. So, is this Fast Twitch energy drink mix healthy? First, here are the nutrition information for one packet of the caffeinated drink mix. Each of the three flavors have the same breakdown. Drink mix has 5 calories, 0 grams of total fat, 160 milligrams of sodium, 1 gram of carbohydrates, 0 grams of total sugar, 0 grams of protein, and 200 milligrams of caffeine. The Cool Blue, Glacier Freeze, and Strawberry Watermelon flavors all have 100% of the daily value for vitamins B6 and B12. But there are some things you should keep in mind before snagging a box to try. The product does have some nutrients like vitamin B6 and B12 that can be helpful for energy metabolism. That said, it has less than 2% of your daily potassium needs and about 7% of your daily sodium needs, which is an electrolyte most people get plenty of in their typical eating patterns, explains Ball. My main concern with this product is the caffeine content. It contains nearly twice as much caffeine as an 8-ounce cup of cold brew coffee. Gets you halfway to the recommended maximum intake from the 2020-2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Dietary guidelines recommend a limit of 400 milligrams of caffeine per day. So while one serving of this energy drink mix is only half of this limit, drinking two of these plus a cup of coffee in the morning would put you over the edge. Symptoms of too much caffeine can include nervousness, jitters, nausea, headaches, and more. Another concern I have is because Gatorade is often marketed and popularly consumed by kids. It's recommended that there is no safe dose of caffeine for children under 12 years old, and those who are 12 or 18 years old should limit their intake to no more than 100 milligrams per day, which is half the amount of the caffeine in this drink, shares Ball. Since this product is above the recommended daily limit for children, 100 milligrams, we advise that kids do not consume this product. Instead, try one of our tester-approved electrolyte powders for a quick mixable option to keep both you and your child hydrated during sports and exercise. The bottom line on this is that while these Gatorade caffeinated powders are a good source of vitamins and are generally safe for adults to consume, be mindful of your caffeine intake throughout the day when you drink these. Kids should be consuming less caffeine than this product has, so we recommend they skip this. Choose a decaf electrolyte-packed option instead, like regular Gatorade. And that's the news there. So here's their tester-approved electrolyte products mentioned above. Safe for kids and safe for adults. This article says electrolytes are key minerals like sodium and potassium and help your body and muscles function properly. They also help to keep you hydrated. As we start to learn more about the value of added electrolytes on the body, more and more electrolyte drinks are popping up on the market. Electrolyte drinks can come in pre-made form, aka liquids in bottles and cans, or they can come in powder, tablet, or drop form, which you'd mix with water before drinking. The powder, tablet, and drop forms often come in small, sometimes even individual packets, making them super accessible and easy to pack on the go. While athletes were the first ones to really be marketed to by high electrolyte drink companies, the popularity of these drinks and powders have skyrocketed among non-athletes, particularly with a focus on hydration, and even, yes, beating a hangover. An electrolyte drink can be used very regularly, even daily, if it's serving a purpose for someone, said Jenna Braddock, MSHRDN, a sports and performance nutrition dietitian and founder of MakeHealthyEasy.com and RhythmSportsNutrition.com. With so many different options on the market, you can experiment with them to see if they bring you benefit and how you feel and function. So what electrolyte products, powders, should you be trying? Eating Well rounded up 23 popular options to see how they stack up, taking into account things like flavor, smell, aftertaste, and dissolvability. These are our top choices. Best overall, drip drop electrolyte powder packets. Also great, Scratch Labs Sport Hydration Drink Mix. Best with caffeine, Tailwind Nutrition Caffeinated Endurance Fuel. Best tablet, Now Sports Nutrition Effervescent Efferhydrate. Best flavor options, Ultima Replenisher Electrolyte Hydration Powder. Best for added antioxidants, Caged Hydra Charge. Best unflavored, Boy Electrolyte Drinks Drops. Editor's pick, LMNT Electrolyte Drink Me. So, in terms of drip drop electrolyte powder packets, what you can buy that on Amazon, you can also get it at buy it at Walmart or on Walmart. What we like contains zinc and vitamin C for extra immunity support. What to know? The flavors run pretty sweet, even with a little sugar. Drip drops, electrolyte powder, packets, tout, having 3 times the electrolytes than other sports drinks, half of the sugar as well. When we tested this drink, we loved that the powder dissolved quickly and impressively well, with no grainy bits floating to the top like some other powdered drinks do. And this is a long article where they're going to tell you the same kind of thing. I'm going to scroll down here to see how they ended up. Amazing titles, Caged. And bottom line on this, the best electrolyte powders, comes time to electrolyte drinks, our top pick is the Drip Drop. That's at on Amazon. They're super easy to drink with great flavor and very little graininess. So how do you choose an electrolyte powder? Think about when and how you'll use it. How are you planning to use the electrolyte powder? Are you a very active person looking for extra hydration, or are you looking for a daily boost of hydration and immune support? Do you plan on using a scoop or a single serve package? Taking these questions into consideration can help you pick the right electrolyte powder for your needs. Second tip is to read the ingredients list. You'll want to look at the amount of sugar, anywhere from 0 to 10 grams, is not unusual in an electrolyte drink. But anything above that is on the higher side. In general, sugar can help the absorption of electrolytes. But for those who need to avoid sugar, there are options that will still work well. You also want to consider the electrolytes, potassium, magnesium, and sodium, and other items in an electrolyte drink or powder, such as caffeine and extra immunity support like B vitamins and zinc, before committing to a brand, as well as how much of each is in a serving. Sodium is super important to hydration, with magnesium and potassium important as well, but often playing more of a supporting role. Next recommendation is to look for third-party testing and certifications. If you're a competitive athlete, or even just a concerned consumer, you may want to pay attention to whether an electrolyte drink or powder has third-party certification, like NSF Certified for Sports or USP Verified, which verify the safety and or accuracy of what is in each electrolyte mixture. USP Verified looks at the safety of ingredients, and NSF Certified for sports, meaning that manufacturers undergo product testing for 290 banned substances, as well as label content and confirmation. All right, and let's go to their bottom line here. There's a lot of science in this. So, common questions. What are electrolyte drinks and why do they exist? As the name implies, electrolyte drinks are beverages that contain electrolytes, mainly sodium and potassium. Reason these drinks exist is because they are an easy way to not only replenish electrolytes lost in sweat, but also combine them with hydration. These are two important elements for helping you maintain performance in the midst of sweating a lot. Initially, these beverages came out of the sports nutrition world as an easy solution for athletes and active people. In more recent years, they've seen this industry grow to promote better hydration to anyone at any time. Are they good for you? They're neither good nor bad, emphasizes Braddock. Question is to ask is it serving a purpose for me? She says. All of the powders have different formulas and ingredients. The amount of sodium varies widely. So a high sodium option like LMNT may be ideal for a heavy sweater, but it's not appropriate for someone who is on a low sodium diet. Braddock notes that electrolyte drinks also vary widely in their energy content, calories that they contain. And how often should you use or drink electrolyte drinks? Braddock notes that electrolyte drinks can be used regularly, even daily, as long as it's supplying the needed hydration. For instance, someone who exercises regularly outdoors in the summer heat may really benefit from using an electrolyte drink to replenish what their body needs, she says. There's an interesting research to support the idea that beverages with a higher osmolarity than water, more particles per liter, do a better job of hydrating the tissues of the body. This can certainly bring credence to using them regularly. However, it's still a good thing to reach for your glass of water, electrolytes, or not. Can they help with a hangover? Some of the negative symptoms of a hangover are related to the fact that drinking alcohol can lead to dehydration, says Braddock. An electrolyte beverage could help rehydrate your body more efficiently and contribute to your better feeling better. It's important to note, though, that nothing is a cure-all for a hangover, and electrolyte beverages have not been proven to be a full treatment. And that's the news around electrolyting. And let's go over to healthy recipes. How about some quick and easy recipes to wrap up this week's readings? Let's see. How about 21 5-minute snacks you'll want to make forever. Not promising I'm going to get to all of them. Get to a few. So, starts out with these sweet and savory snack recipes. Offer a balance of convenience and satisfaction. And are ready in just 5 minutes. Plus, these recipes are rated 4 and 5 stars by Eating Well readers. So we know there's something everyone will love in this versatile lineup. And we can start with a Greek yogurt tuna salad. No mayo, no problem. This healthy tuna salad uses probiotic-rich strained yogurt as its creamy, tangy base. Crunchy celery, earthy chives, and delicate microgreens. Keep this easy lunch recipe fuss-free, so you can customize it with your own healthy ingredients. Give it a spin with chickpeas, cucumber, and Kalamata olives, or add a little sweetness and with slight grapes. Spread this tuna salad over a slice of whole wheat bread. Stuff it into an avocado or spoon it into crisp lettuce cups for a low-carb version. Here's your recipe. It says it takes 5 minutes. Serve four. Calls for 1/4 cup of 2% plain strained yogurt, such as Greek style. 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard. Juice of 1/2 lemon. 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. 1/8 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1/8 teaspoon of freshly ground pepper. 2-unit, 3-ounce pouches, solid white tuna in water, such as Wild Planet No Salt added albacore wild tuna. 1 stalk of celery, finely diced. 1 tablespoon of finely chopped chives, and 1 cup of loosely packed microgreens, such as radish or basil. In a small bowl, combine the yogurt, Dijon, oil, salt, and pepper. Set it aside. In a medium bowl, combine tuna, celery, and chives. Add the yogurt mixture. Mix until well combined. Cover and refrigerate until ready to use. That's the first quick snack. All right. How about a spinach avocado smoothie? This healthy green smoothie gets super creamy from the frozen banana and avocado. You can make it up to 1 day ahead and store it in the fridge until you need a veggie boost. It calls for, it says, 5 minutes, serves one. It calls for a cup of non-fat plain yogurt, 1 cup of fresh spinach, 1 frozen banana, 1/4 of an avocado, 2 tablespoons of water, and 1 teaspoon of honey. Combine the yogurt, spinach, banana, avocado, water, and honey in a blender. Puree until smooth. Enjoy. And we can go over to a tomato cheddar cheese toast. Perfect soup pairing or an easy snack. This cheesy toast recipe features fresh tomatoes, salty cheddar cheese, cracked pepper, top slices of crusty bread. 5 minutes, total time, serves one. Calls for 1 diagonal slice of a baguette, about 1/4 inch thick, preferably whole wheat. 2 small slices of tomato. 1 1/2 tablespoons of shredded cheddar cheese. It's about 1/2 ounce. Pinch of cracked black pepper. Step 1. Toast the bread. Top with tomato, cheese, and pepper. Heat in toaster oven, or broil to melt the cheese if desired. And that's the quick recipes. It's also the time we have for this week's reading from eatingwell.com. This is Mark Breitenstein signing off, wishing you a good week.